Thank you for joining us to hear Brother Tommy Ledford and Brother David Clark with The Truth Ministries on the air every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points.
Need not a man not need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. We can't go by what everybody says, amen. That won't work, amen. We got to go by thus what saith the word of God, amen, because we know it's been tried in the flood, it's been tried in the fire, and it's always come out a winner, amen. It's going to be right. I don't want nobody changing it, amen. And you know, they got so many different versions. Thing. I know y'all hear this from me. Probably a lot, but so many different versions out there. Amen. And if the Lord let it last as long, amen, the way that people's going and the different lifestyles and carrying on, they'll have a Daniel at Daniela or something after a while. Amen. They have changed so much. Let me tell you something. I like the real stuff. Praise God. If y'all didn't know it, I love brown gravy. Amen. I like brown gravy. I like it on grits. I like it on rice. I like it on taters. I like it on meat. I like it. I just like it. Amen. I like good brown gravy. But praise God, I like the real stuff too. I don't want that jarred up somewhere else stuff. Amen. Pour on my plate that you can see through. Amen. I want some dark brown gravy. Amen. Some that come out the bottom of the real deal. We got them old cast iron skillet, and I'm telling you what, it'll make gravy now. Amen. But I want the real deal, and that's the way it is here. I want the real deal. I want the truth. Amen. The Bible said that the truth will set you free, and you'll be free indeed. Amen. There's going to be some point in that there are preachers in hell saying, "You deceived us." And he can point back and say, "Well, your fault too, because you didn't do what you're doing." They've fallen after wolves in sheep's clothing. Amen. But we've got to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We've got to work it out for ourselves. And you know what? If we're men of our house, our children, or whatever, it's our job and our duty to lead, Lord, our wives, our children. It's up to us to do that. We should be the leaders of the house. And you know what? We are living in a society and a time that men are not leaders of the house. Amen. I tell you, I think it may have started, I think it started a long time ago when they had that bra burning. You know, I think that was started a lot of that. Amen. And I don't mean nothing against no women. Amen. But women and men wasn't built alike. That ain't what the Lord fixed. Amen. That ain't what the Lord intended women to take on. The man should take on the burden at home. He should be the first partakers of the fruit. He should be the one that leads the family. Amen. And I can tell you nowadays, used to women would ride on them Harley Davidsons with the men, and now they got to have their own Harley Davidson. They got to have this and that and the other. Amen. And some of them, I tell you what, they'd out shoot men and out hunt men, and they just going on about that. And I can tell you that there's got stay home dads now, and they've got all those kind of things. Amen. Where the woman is the old saying used to say is wearing the breeches in the family, amen. But the Bible tells us that he made the woman a weaker vessel. He didn't make her stupid. He didn't make her anything like that, but he made her a weaker vessel, amen. He made her from man. That's why she's called woman.
Right.
Got it? She's from man. Amen. That's the way the Lord fixed it, and he's supposed to do that. Amen. He's supposed to work by the sweat of his face. Amen. But we find them today, they don't want to work. Amen. It's like I tell you about that 21-year-old boy, didn't have no experience in anything and hadn't really had no job or nothing, but he wanted one thing he did know. He wanted $15 an hour. Lord help us. First job I had was $3.35 an hour, and I was glad of it. Amen. But nevertheless, let's get on here to Ezekiel, the 7th chapter in Ezekiel. I'll try not to hold y'all. long or nothing like that, but I want to get into this thing. And let me tell you something. God is able, and he's a deliverer. Praise God, he delivered us from the clutches of hell and Satan on that cross of Calvary. He said, Father, it's finished. Amen, it's done. The plan of salvation, amen, that people don't have to live in that kind of fear. Amen, without, you know what? You can, praise God, you can live with a clean conscience. Amen. He fixed it where he could purge your conscience. Amen. That you could get rid of the old stony heart and that you could have a heart of flesh. Amen. That's a wonderful thing. Amen. That you don't have to be cold and indifferent. Amen. But praise God, you can have a heart. You can have a mind of Christ. Amen. You can love people. Amen. You can love them that don't love you. You can love your enemies and those that despitefully use you. Amen. You can love them. That's the kind of love God puts in our heart. And that's just love that overcometh the world. Amen. He overcame. You know, it was, he could have called legions of angels to deliver him. Amen. But it was to do the Father's will. You know, as I've talked to hear people the last few days, and we were talking about the will of God. Amen. And I've been talking about for last years, just you know, really not saying just in prayer, God, your will be done, but really mean it. God, your will be done. Not nothing else, but your will be done. I don't want what I want. I want your will to be done. Amen. I want it to be done just like you would want it to be done, because I know it'll work. Those things that I want, I don't know what's going to happen around the corner. I might want things that ain't so good for me. Amen. But praise the Lord, he knows better for us. And I tell you what, if you'll let him lead you and guide you and direct you and everything, praise God, he's a deliverer. Amen. Did he not deliver the children of Israel? Amen. In the bondage of Egypt. Amen. Didn't the death angel pass over their doors? Amen. Or over their homes and children as they obeyed the word of God? Amen. And how that he gave them, even when they was going out of Egypt, they didn't go out poor and broke. Amen. But they went out wealthy. Amen. The Egyptians gave unto them. Amen. They gave all those things unto them. They were going out with a song. Amen. And I tell you, that's what we need to be, is going out with a song. We can have a joyful song on our hearts. Amen. During these wicked days, it doesn't matter how they treat you at work or anything that goes on during the day. Just think about victory in Jesus. Amen. Because there is. And how much he loves me. Amen. He loved me so much he gave his life for me on the cross of Calvary. He was mutilated by sinners. Amen. He was mutilated and treated so terrible. Amen. He was imprisoned and all those things. And he was in a place. Amen. I believe he lost so much blood a week of carrying that cross, but he still carried that cross up for you and I. When he got up on that cross and put his good hands out there, it was for you and I. Not only for you and I, but the very men that put them nails in his hands and his feet. He died for them. I don't believe he looked at them. Amen. Like people look at other people when they get cut off in 5 o'clock traffic.
No.
Uh-uh. No, sirree. I believe he looked at them with love. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to save you. Amen. If you'll just hear me. You know what? That's pretty good. All you got to do is hear. And if you'll listen and obey. Amen. The Bible said that you eat the good of the land. Amen. If you just turn unto him. You know what? Praise God. We can have things. And I have received those things. Amen. There was promises unto me. I've received them. I've gone along long enough now that I've received more and more at the things that I just thought, well, maybe it was for them back in. Oh, no. It's for us. He said it's for us and our children. Amen. And I'm going to hang on to that and have faith in that and press on. Amen. We need to press on. We need to press on. We don't need to look at off to the left or the right. We need to look straight on. We need to get our eyes on Jesus and don't look away. Amen. This is a time and a day. We need him. We don't need him to get out of sight. You know, sometimes it's kind of like these mothers, they trying to hold on to their young, and that's why they got them leashes, because some of them women ain't no good. They have to chain them up. But nevertheless, they be somewhere and they trying to look at a skirt, and if they ain't got them on one of them leashes, you know, they like run off and they're like, where? And you know, it ain't hard for a youngin' to kind of get away. Right. It's not hard for a youngin' to get away in a crowd, but then there's a state of panic. Amen. Well, let me tell you something. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus, that we don't turn one side to the other and get him out of sight. Amen. But we need to keep our eyes on him. And you know, Peter, praise God, they talk about Peter, but Peter walked on the water.
Amen.
Amen. He said, Lord, if it be you bid me to come, he said, come. Amen. Some people said there's only one man walking on water. They ain't read the book.
Yeah.
Amen. And Peter was walking on the water.
Amen.
It wasn't until he started looking away. He started looking around at the boisterous winds and the waves and all those things. And when he started looking at those things, that's when he began to sink. Amen.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't see any of the other disciples jumping off the side of the boat.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Praise God. He went on out there.
Amen.
But that give us a good example that we need to keep our eyes on Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. At all times. Amen.
Amen.
We need to follow him. How can we follow him unless that we can know where he's at, where he's going, and all that. And in this word, we can know that. Amen.
Yes.
Because it's a straight and a narrow way that leads to life.
Amen.
And few be there to find it, but as broad as the way that leads to destruction, many be there going there at. We don't need to be in the broad way. You know, we talk about the things we talked about last week as what they called a pandemic or epidemic, whatever they call it. Pandemic, I think they call it. I don't know the difference, amen, but I know it's seems like be a scare for everybody. There's more and more people's wearing the mask, amen, that ain't surgeons or doctors, just going down the road. I think they scared to get it in their car or whatever it is, and gloves and this and that and the other, and you know, they make sure they're so many feet apart, and you know what, praise God, I think we ought to take precautions for things. Amen.
Amen.
But I just the more that I see out of this thing, the more I believe that it's just the suiting up until the end of the time. I believe this is a test run, amen, seeing what's going on. But the Bible, it just in this, it just seems like the Bible's fulfilling even the more and the more unto me. You know, praise God, years ago when they first come out, you know, I talked to y'all about this, about the ATM card, whether you had a credit card or not. You get to get an ATM card. Card that was plugged right up to your bank, and it would just take it right on out. And I just thought, man, I want to talk to somebody. You know, I don't like to do recordings on the phone. I don't want to punch my numbers on the phone. I don't want to punch my social security number, my credit card number. I don't want all that stuff. I want to talk to a human being. My wife, she was probably laughing at me the other day to record and come on, and said, well, what do you want? I said, a human being. That's what I want. I want a human being. And they must have understood. They said, we'll connect you to whatever. Yeah, customer service. I'm like, amen. Good deal. I want to talk to somebody. When they started doing that, where you put your card in at the gas pumps, I'm like, I didn't want to do that. No. You know what I did for a long time? I'd go in the store and pay for it.
No.
I don't know if I just didn't trust the gas pump or what. I didn't want to do that. Amen. I'd go in the store and do that. But they've got us to where we're immune to these things, and just keep on doing this and that and the other. And you know, they got things that they've had for years and years, I think, way out in Midwest and all that, where they've got it where you can go and it was like your fingerprint or something, and then you put your PIN number in there and they just take care of it that way. I have heard, amen, about that they've already have machines that could scan people, amen. And we know about these chips and things that they put in animals, and they talk about putting in elderly people that's got that Alzheimer's disease or dementia, amen, so they can track them, this, that, and the other. And they talk about they could put their medical information in there, and they could do this, and they could do that. I can tell you it's just heading up to more and more stuff, amen. And thank you, Brother Daniel, for sending me that link. I tried two or three times to get that thing on my phone, but it kept on with me till I went to work, and I typed that thing into the computer, and I watched that thing, amen. And you know, that's just another thing just to show. And I hadn't never seen it before, but you know what? I'm not surprised about it, amen. And it was talking about the people over in Israel, amen, and how that they were going to come up, and they have figured out, amen, something that they can do, that they can inject somebody with something for the radicals and people that are religious and all that. They knew what part of brain that is activating and what it does and this and that and the other and what brings on that, and that they could inject somebody with this and they wouldn't have, more or less it takes away their religion, I reckon, or their beliefs or whatever. I think it's pretty smart people to figure out what part of brain and what it takes to affect just that one part. But they were talking about something, a chemical or injection or something that would take away that, because they're looking at the radicals and all that. But let me tell you something, it'll not only work on the radicals, amen, but they start talking about these one religious fanatics. You know, have any of y'all been called a fanatic before? I have been, praise God, called a fanatic because I want to pray over my food in public, amen, that I want to raise my hands and praise the Lord, that I would say something about Jesus in public, amen. That makes you sometimes, now it depends on where you at, a fanatic, amen. You know what, and praise God, if you want to go to church all the time and you want to worship Jesus, you could possibly be a cult too, amen. But you know, praise God, some of the things that I teach and preach and all that, amen, I've been called a legalist. Well, thank God, because Jesus was a legalist. Amen. Praise God. I want to be right. I want to be legal in the sight of the Lord. Amen. I want to be ready to go. But as I was watching that thing, and I watched it, and this was over in Israel, but smart people had figured all this stuff out, scientists or whatever that they are, amen, I don't know all the terminology. I wasn't holding on to that part. It was the part, amen, the important part is what I was trying to hold on to. Is one fellow lifted his hand and said, look, he said, how, amen, how are you going to distribute this, or how are you going to put it out there? And he said, through something like the flu virus, through a virus, through something like the flu. And he said, yeah, that it'd be... that it would be like the flu or something, and that everybody would have to come get a vaccine, that it would guarantee that the majority of the population would get it. That's what he said. That's what he said. And the guy that was trying to reveal this stuff, and there was a guy, it wasn't from, I believe it was Ukraine. Amen. A guy from Ukraine was telling about some of the things, amen, that were happening and what they were going to do. It's like they've already talked about making it mandatory for us to take a vaccine. Look. It's coming up on this. My wife, we was listening to a preacher today that it actually he got converted. He was one of those that was working on some of this technology and all, and how to get it into people, and these chips and things. You know, in the mark of the beast is not going to be somebody tattooing 666 on your head. Not written in permanent marker on your forehead or any of that. that ain't the way it's going to be, or ask you about it and all that. The Bible teaches, we need to stay on, you could say, your P's and Q's, you know. You need to all be a watching, amen. That's what he told us to do, to watch and wait, amen. So you don't get your house broke up, amen. You don't suffer your house, this house, to get broke up, amen. And you know, when he's telling us that, as we were listening to this man, he was a scientist and all that with those things, and they was trying to figure out, but they had figured out, amen, about the chip and how it could be injected with a hypodermic needle, amen, that little billy fella, amen. And he was showing one of them that they had made, and that it's in a that they can just put it in a hypodermic needle, amen. And they went through the different ways and what all it would do, amen. And what there had to be a battery source, what kind of battery, and how that, you know, when you put that battery in there, how it would be charged, and this, that, and the other. So they had got up a thing where this battery can be charged by a sudden or change of temperature, amen, of temperature that there's only two places in your body,
amen,
only two places in your body that your temperature change like that,
right?
I can tell you, your mama, your grandma, and everybody can tell you the first one.
Mm-hmm. Your forehead.
And then your right
hand.
Right hand. That's where it is. And if it's done that way, it can keep that battery charged.
Yeah.
If they can get something that small with that kind of information on it and inject it through a hypodermic needle, and they can charge it and keep it charged, and it's probably GPS and everything else. Better watch about taking vaccinations.
Amen.
That's right.
Better watch it.
Amen.
When they say peace and safety, the Bible said sudden destruction.
Amen.
They're going to try to put it off as something that'll help you. Amen. If you read about the beast in Revelations, it talks about those that didn't worship him. Amen. They were made to worship him. Amen. That the devil or actually there was another beast there. Amen. And it talked about the way that he was. It wasn't like the beast. Amen. It wasn't like the beast that had the 10 horns and all that, and who's, you know, who was wounded and healed him and all this, and all these people believed they seen all this in the sight. But there was another one over there that was kind of like a sheep. Amen. You know what? We're going to have a church that comes up and going to say it's okay. Years and years ago, I've seen where they talked about when it come to the place of martial law, that they were going to get all these preachers together, that they have already got some that they would say it would be okay. You need to go ahead and do this. You need to go ahead and do that. And then, I don't know if I told y'all last week, but what's his name? Turner, the feller's got the TV station. Ted Turner. Some years ago, I seen this where he stood in the midst of people, all these religious people all over the country, and he tried to tell them, we need to come to one thing. He says, we're all serving the same God, and he said, we just doing it different ways. And you know, all these people was like agreeing with him. Let me tell you something, I'm not serving their God. They might be serving the same God, but it ain't the God of heaven. Amen. Let me tell you something, he is a jealous God, and he's got a way that we need to serve him and what we need to do. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, now God is able to keep that's committed into his hand, but we've got to be committed unto his hand. That's you giving it unto him, not taking nothing back. Amen. But you're giving it all to him. You're not giving a part. He's only going to take those that are full timers. Amen. He ain't taking moonlighters, but he's going to take full timers.
Amen.
Amen. Ones that's really give themselves themselves, their will, and everything over to Him for His will to be done. He's able to keep that.
Yes.
That's the one that He promises and He gives the benefits to, and all those promises are to. When He said your bread and water and all those things would be sure, those are the ones, amen. Those are the ones that's been committed, not the ones that recommit and overcommit and undercommit and all that. You know what? Pray God, I hear these people, and I'm not trying to down nobody. Amen. But I hear these people talking about they're recommitting their lives. I wouldn't want to say that in front of nobody. If I had not done right, amen, I wouldn't want to say I'm coming to recommit it. Amen, you didn't do a good job the first time.
Amen.
If you had been committed the first time, you wouldn't have to redo it.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're committed, you're committed.
Yeah.
You know, you don't come uncommitted. You're committed. Amen. This re stuff, you just said, well, I tried one time, I didn't do good. I'm here to get the real thing. Amen. This time, praise God, not recommit. I don't want to redo that again. Amen. But praise the Lord, we need to be totally committed, amen, unto the Lord. You know, we ain't even read, bless your heart, but it tells us about the ends of time right here. You can read in Ezekiel for yourself, but it talks about the money being cast into the streets, amen. The gold and the silver, it'll be no good. I remember some old timers before they passed away, they told me, son, the famine, it ain't going to be about the money. Money. People's going to have money, but there's not going to be nothing at the store to get. There ain't going to be no loaf of bread. I've seen it for myself now.
Yes.
When the water's gone, when the bread's gone, when the toilet paper's gone, amen, everything else that they can get, it's gone, amen. A little old thing, but it ain't even as bad as the flu come on. Amen, they put a scare, they put a panic, amen, and everybody goes crazy. Amen, it's pretty bad. Amen, when they have to get a JSO, amen, to stand there armed with a gun. So people only get one pack of toilet paper.
Right. God, that's right.
How much worse does it got to get?
Amen.
Before people open their eyes?
Amen.
Look, it don't matter how much money you got if you ain't got nothing to go buy.
That's right.
Can't go get it.
Amen.
You know what? It's getting the people through this. It's got this scare. People's ordering more and more online. You know, we thought all this was great, amen, ordering online and this and that and the other. It puts all the mom and pop's businesses out of business. Amen, it gets nothing but them big companies, amen, into it. I can tell you, Amazon and Prime and all that, they're doing real good, epidemic or not. Amen, they over in California, they got robot little cars dropping off packages at the door. Amen. They done talked about them drones. Amen. Dropping things in your yard and all that kind of stuff. Amen. That's where we got. I overheard a lady saying, how about her buying some toilet paper and some hand sanitizer, amen. And she was saying she put the order in on Saturday, amen, and she got it on Sunday. I didn't even know they run on Sunday, but they running on Sunday. She said she got the biggest jug she ever seen, amen. She stocked up, she can have clean hands and clean other things too, I reckon, with toilet paper, amen. But that ain't what we need to stock up on. We need Jesus. We need Jesus full. Amen. To the lid. Amen. All the way from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. Amen. We got to have Him or we won't be able to survive.
Amen.
And you say, how close are we to being moneyless? There's places you can go that you can't buy with cash money. They will not take cash money. They will not. As I talked with a fellow that works for Fastenal today, I was ordering some drill bits. They had closed down their front, their storefront, with this virus coming along. But what he told me today, he says, it's going to be closed now for, you know, people just coming in and buying bolts or buying this or buying that. He said they won't be able to do it anymore. You know, people that got accounts, they'll order online and it'd be delivered, or, you know, then they can pick it up or whatever. But they won't be no going in and matching up a bolt and doing this or doing that. Then they're not going to do that anymore.